It is something almost none of us want to even think about, much less jump into the middle of and confront face to face in order to put an end to it. But it is now here, right in our faces, as the Neo-Sodomites are setting the stage for the moment when God in heaven will say, "That's enough," as he has done at various times in the history of the human race. He said, "Enough is enough," when mankind had become anti-God and so wicked that he destroyed all living flesh that wasn't in the Ark of Noah's day. He said, "Enough is enough," at the time of Babel, when people had determined to do only what was right in their own eyes. He has thus intervened many times throughout human history, even with Israel, his chosen people, sometimes being at the heart of his judgment and wrath. Jesus, as I incessantly harp on, has prophesied a time near the end of this age of grace when God will again say, "That's enough." See Luke chapter 17 verses 28-30 below, which, as I've indicated over and over, is the definitive rapture passage issued by the very word of God Jesus Christ. I absolutely believe Jesus will very soon shout with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, "Come up here." Revelation chapter 4 verse 1-2. Our rapture-ready news provided the stories that set in motion my urge to address this most profound signal that God is on the brink of again saying, "Enough is enough." Consider the following two excerpts. Drag marchers at NYC Pride event shout, "We're here, we're queer and we're coming for your children." LGBTQ activists participating in New York City's annual drag march on Friday sparked outrage for chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children," in a Manhattan park. The marchers, many wearing flamboyant dresses and clothing, walked through Tompkins Square Park in the East Village Friday night as part of the city's Pride Month celebrations. What was all that about? Oh, nothing, just the Pride movement announcing their plans to groom and recruit your kids. Fully naked men expose their genitalia to children at Seattle Pride Parade, meanwhile in the Democrat hellhole of Seattle. Fully naked men exposed themselves to children at a Pride Parade in Seattle, Washington on Sunday. The naked men rode bikes and flashed children as they rode by. As stated above, no one wants to even think on this kind of wickedness, much less get involved to the point of having to confront and fight against it. But it is a necessity, or else our children and grandchildren will eventually be victims of the Neo-Sodomite drive to carry out Satan's blueprint to immerse culture and society beneath the cesspool of wickedness that now threatens these days, days that have inarguably become like they were in the days of Lot. Here again is what Jesus foretold. I believe his warning is for this very time when we are watching things like the above unfold. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Luke chapter 17 verses 28-30. Just as matters involving Israel and the Gog-Magog coalition forces are in view, and just as all issues involving movement toward Antichrist's coming regime are developing swiftly, the cultural and societal corruption is quickly swamping America and the world in Sodomite-like evil. Here is what God says about satanic assault on children. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Luke chapter 17 verse 2. I believe our God is about to say, "That's enough."